Dover be'itay matayv. It's Parshas Kisavai. Parshas Kisavai is the parsha of the Teichacha, but it's really the parsha of the Brachos and the Klalos. And the Gemara here in Bava Basra, that Peches Amabez, makes a fascinating observation between the two places in the Torah where you have the Brachos and the Klalos, namely Teiras Kayanim, which is Parshas Bechukaisai, and Mishneh Torah, which is Parshas Kisavai. In the Brachos of Bechukaisai, the Brachos start with an Aleph, and they end with a Taf. The Klalos start with a Vav, and they end with a Mem. And the Gemara says that the Hergish is that the Brachos are from Aleph to Taf, Chaf Beis Oisius. As opposed to the Klalos, it's only B'Shmoina Oisius. It starts with a Vav, and it ends with a Mem. As opposed to Mishneh Torah, the Brachos start with a Vav and end with a Mem. The Brachos are B'Shmoina Oisius, whereas the Klalos start with a Vav, and they end with a Hey, which is all 20 Torahs, meaning it's a full cycle of the Chaf Beis Oisius. And the Gemara's Hergish is, Boyu Re'ei Shaloikim Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basav Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Berach Yisrael Ve'esrim V'shtayim Ve'kilam B'shmoina, as opposed to Basav Adam, it was Mamish B'diuk HaHepach, it was Mamish Punk Fakert. Now obviously, the Gemara is a little bit Eino Yomer Ela Dershuni, because it sounds like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he gave brachas, he gave it with the whole Shleimus. When it came to Klalos, he was Mamayit to Klalos a little bit. But Moshe Rabbeinu, he had a whole different ruach when it came to him going about it. He gave the brachos only with 8 oisius, and the Klalos he gave with Chav Beis oisius. Rashbam says, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Rachamon Uberchasoi Meruba Mikilolosoi. Aval Adam Kilolosoi Meruba Mibirchasoi. Very, very sosom, very tzarech beer. So in the Torah from the Chasam Sofer, there's a dover nifla in terms of explaining a little bit of the pneumius of this Gemara. But I just want to be mocked in one thing, and this is Ray that we've spoken about in the past, but the aim based medrash b'loi chiddush. It's mavu in the Gemara that the toichacha of Parshas Kisavai was really Moshe Rabbeinu's chiddush, right? Meaning, if Moshe Rabbeinu is saying what he's supposed to say, then it's all Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu anyways. But it sounds like there's some interpretation of Basav Adam, in the words of Rab Levi, in the Toichacha of Parshas Kisavai. Hence the observation, Boyu Re'ei, Shaloika Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basav Adam. The truth is, there's another Gemara that says this Mefurish. It's a Gemara Masechtas Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph on the base. The Mishnah over there says that you're not allowed to be mafsik. You can't make a hafsaka during Kriyas HaTorah, during the Toichacha. Amar Abaya, Abaya said, Lo Yishanu, that's only true, B'Klolei Shebe Teiras Kayanim, regarding the Toichacha of Teiras Kayanim. Parshas Bechukaisa, Ava Klolei Shebe Mishneh Torah Poisek. But if you want to make a Havsaka during the Klolei of Parshas Kisavai, that's something that you are allowed to do. Says the Gemara, my time, what's the reason? So the Gemara says like this, Halolu, because the Toichacha of Parshas Bechukaisa, B'Loshin Rabin Mamurois. All the Klolei was said B'Loshin Rabin. U'moshem Yipi Agvura Amram. And when Moshe Rabbeinu said it, he said it mipi agvura. Oh, but halalu, as it relates to the klalos of Mishneh Torah, b'loshin yachid amurois, they're all b'loshin yachid. Take a look at the psukim. U'moshe mipi atzman amram. And Moshe Rabbeinu said them mipi atzman. And being that Moshe Rabbeinu said them mipi atzman, so it's for that reason that they're different. And being that they're different, so therefore, if you want to be mafsik, so over there, that's something you're allowed to do, and you will be allowed to be mafsik. Now, Tosfos speaks out here in Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph on the base, Moshe Me'atzmei Omer. Don't think that this was like Moshe Rabbeinu's own chiddush, but Tosfos says, Uberuach HaKodesh. Avada, what he said Beruach HaKodesh. But this is a Gemara, and really a second Gemara, Bava Basra Peches on the base, and Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph on the base, that there's a major distinction between the Klolois, in our Gemara, it's the Brachis and the Klolis of Teiras Kayanim versus Mishneh Torah. Number one, the Aleph Tetav, Chav Beis Oisius, Shmoyna Oisius, that's Bava Basra Peches on the base. Over here, it's Lashon Rabin versus Lashon Yachid. Additionally, over here, it's Moshe Mipi Atzmon Mefurish, as opposed to Moshe Mipi Akvor. But we mentioned in the past that really this distinction between Parshas Bechukosai and Parshas Mishneh Torah, it's really rooted in a more fundamental distinction that you have between the first four Sforim of the Torah versus Mishneh Torah. And just to give a shout out now to Ali Sharf, Reb Ali Sharf, now that he's about to be a Mechabe Sfarim. So there's a Sefer coming to Sfarim stores near you, where Ali just wrote a Sefer where he's going through with incredible nuance different chilukim that you find between Mishneh Torah and the first four Sfarim in the Torah, regardless. So this is something that's coming. But there's a fundamental difference between the first four Sfarim in the Torah and versus Mishneh Torah. And it's Yodua that the Dubna Magid, in his Sefer Oyel Yaakov, this is in Parshas Dvarim, he brings that he once asked the Vilna Gaon this question, Ma ha-hevdol bein ha-Torah ha-kdoisho bein Mishneh Torah? It's clear that this is chilukim. And he asked the Vilna Gaon this question, Amali, this is what the Gaon said. Ki arbas svarim arishoinim hayu nishma mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmoy derech groinoi shal Moshe. The first four svarim, when Klai Yisrael heard what Moshe Rabbeinu said, it was shchina medaberes mitoich groinoi. Loi kein sefer dvarim, as opposed to sefer dvarim, hayu Yisrael shoinim es divrei ha-sefer hazeh, kashe shomu divrei ha-navi. The Yidden heard Moshe Rabbeinu talk the way they heard other Nevi'im talk. Nervous, Moshe Rabbeinu heard what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him and he repeated them to Klai Yisrael. So the first four Svarim is Moshe talking, but he's only the conduit. It's really Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Groin Neshama, which is why Moshe Rabbeinu was a Klapeh. That's what the Dumna Magid is talking about in that shtickle. As opposed to Mishneh Torah, Mishneh Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying over the Nevuah, the same way your Miyo, Yishai, Yecheskel, all the other Nadim would say over their Nevuahs. But the point is already a Yisoidus Diganaf Gemina between the first four Svarim and Mishneh Torah. The first four Svarim are Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Groin Neshama. There's no Moshe. As opposed to Mishneh Torah, there already there is a Moshe. There's another Mahalach from that. Barbanel, Rabbi Shmuel Yankif in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim has a long arichas on this inyan above my pay grade. But the point is, this is a very, very intense subject. But the point is that this that you find that the klolos shebe Mishneh Torah are different than the klolos shebe Torah's koyanim. Shaloi kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas basav adam. Moshe mipi atzmai amram. The hezba advarim is based on what the goyim told the Dubna Magid and based on some of the raid that you find in the Abar Benel. But regardless, what emerged is that Moshe Rabbeinu for some reason decided to be a little bit harder on the Jews than HaKadosh Baruch Hu was. And like we said, this is something that's so the Hilgi Chassam Sofer in a bunch of places in his Sfarim, he said the pshat's like this. It's you do that the Ramban says in his Pirush al HaTorah in Parshas Bechukosai that the klolos of Parshas Bechukosai are references to all the tzaris that the Yidden endured during the first Golos that they went into. It was during the tzaris of Churban Bayis Rishon, as opposed to the toichacha of Mishneh Torah, the toichacha of Parshas Kisavai, those were the tzaris and the klolos that the Yidden were going to have to endure as a result of the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. And if you look at the Ramban says, Dvorim Niflam Ad Lamoy. It's not Shayach in the Welt. And by the way, if you take a look at Reb Shmuel Yankim and Zois Liakim and Parshas Kisavai, he builds on this and he says, Dvorim Niflam Ad Lamoy. In terms of chilukim, distinctions between the Teichacha. Again, the Teichacha is not something you usually learn. But if you sat down and you rolled up your sleeves and you learned up the two parishes of the Teichacha, they're completely different. It's fascinating. And the Ramban says that if you want to understand the difference, he says, I'm telling you the Mafteach right now. He says the first is related to Churban Bayis Rishon, the second is related to Churban Bayis Sheni. In fact, his Lashon is, as it relates to the first Teichacha, V'chol Elu Remazim Ki'ilu Yasker B'Therish Inyan Galusenu Zeva Agula Mimenu. It's as if it's Mefurish. It's as if it's literally Mefurish. That line, by the way, is not Churban Bayis Rishon. It's talking about Churban Bayis Sheni. He says, look at the Tzoris that we have today. You see it all in the Teichacha. It's mamish right there. It's Ki'ilu Yasker B'Therish Inyan Galusenu Zeva. But said the Chassam Sofer, so what comes out is that the first Teichacha was what? The first Teichacha was Churban Bayis Rishon. The second Teichacha was Churban Bayis Sheni. So the Chassam Sofer said the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Avodah Zarah, Gila Arayah, Shvichas Damim. The second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. He says, Chazal says Sinas Chinam is more chomer than Avodah Zarah, Gila Arayah, and Shvichas Damim. And he says, that's why the Teichacha of Mishneh Torah is more chomer than the Teichacha of Torah's Kain. It's not that Moshe Rabbeinu had an ayin ra, and it's not that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted it to be worse. He said the reason the Teichacha of Mishneh Torah is chaf beis oisius, and in Teres Kainim, it's only Shmoina Oisius, because for Avodah Zarah, Gila Raish, Vichazdamim, there's a Toichach of Shmoina Oisius. But for a Toich, for a Veir of Sinas Chinam, that already there's going to be a Toichach of Chav Beis Oisius. And he said, that is the whole difference. And the emes is, with this Chassam Sofer, the Gemara Mamish lights up, just the Dafyomi that we just learned. Chassam Sofer doesn't say this, but it's partially meant this. Because the Gemara brought three memories that Rab Levi said. Amr Rab Levi, Kosha Oinchen Shal Midois, Yoisami Oinchen Shal Arayas. Vam Rab Levi, Koshal Gezel Hedyet, Yoisami Gezel Gavoya. Vam Rab Levi, the Toichacha of Mishnah Torah is more Kosha than the Toichacha of Teres Kayan. What does the third member of Rab Levi have to do with the first two? The Teretz is, it's all the same Indian. Because the aside of why the Toichacha of Mishnah Torah is more Chomer than the Toichacha of Nichu Kaisai, it's related literally to these memories. It's because Kasha Einshin Shal Midas Yoisami Einshin Shal Arayas. And it's because Kasha Gezel Hedid Yoisami Gezel Gavoy. But that's the Torah, the Chassam Sofer. If you look at the Chassam Sofer inside, just one Maramakim, it's Mamash Kedai to see it. It's a little bit of a hard piece, otherwise we'd go through it together. But it's in Ches Tevis Drush Dalid, the end of the drasha where he talks about this Indian. He says over there some incredible things regarding the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Taf Lamed Aleph, and Perek Pemem Adlikin. Maybe we'll get to that another day. But Al Kaponim, this was the Hezbra of the Chassam Sofer, and he says this in multiple places. This is the Vart. The Vart is that the Toichacha of Bichu Kaisai is Churban Bayis Rishon. That's been Adam Lamakim. The Toichacha of Parshas Kisavoy, that's Churban Bayis Sheni, and Churban Bayis Sheni, that's Sinas Chinam, and Sinas Chinam is more Chamor, and it's for that reason, being that it's more Chamor, that we have over here this Chomer that manifested itself. It's not Chalila that Moshe Rabbeinu had an Ayin Ra, but the Yisoid HaDavar is the way that we just mentioned it right here.